In this gospel, John is leading us more deeply into the real mystery of who Jesus truly is. It has been a project of John's gospel to let us know and to encounter not necessarily only the Jesus that we see and touch, but the one who comes to us from the Trinity, who comes to us from the Father and is with the Spirit. Because this is a fundamental principle of all Christian faith, that we believe that God is a Trinity. Without that, we run the risk of controlling who we think Jesus really is. He has no dimension to him that is greater than what you and I possess, is humanity. And when we do that, we do not know him. And you know, it's interesting, in human relationships, you can never love someone that you do not know. You can be a fan of someone you do not know, but that is not love, as any married couple should be able to explain to us. You might go through phases of different kinds of attraction, but in the end, if you do not know them, you cannot love them. And this is what's so important to John in his gospel, that if, in fact, we only see Jesus one-dimensionally, then we do not know him. And if we do not know him, we cannot love him. And listen to what he says. Whoever loves me will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. If we are capable of loving the Lord because we know who he is, then our hearts and our souls are open to his presence within us. But if we do not, and we might even give lip service to Jesus and say, oh, what a friend we have in Jesus, and so forth. All of that may be true, but we do not know him, and then we cannot love him. And if we do not love him, God does not dwell within us. It is not that we are deprived of divine providence or divine guidance or grace, but it's that we don't really understand who God is for us. For he listened again to what he says, I am going away, but I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice. He is going away, but he does come back to us if we know him and if we love him. So that the Lord watches over all of creation. He looks over all of the peoples of the earth. He desires them to know him and to love him and therefore to be one with him. Insofar as we reject his divine origins and we do not understand that his wisdom, his love, and his goodness is greater than we are, then we don't know who he is and we cannot respond. He may still care for us because he still loves us. But isn't it so much better to care for someone who cares for you than it is to be totally indifferent to their very existence? Doesn't that hurt? And isn't that something that somehow or other we all kind of know what that means? So when we hear this gospel in a very human sort of way, let us ask the question, is it possible for us to love a person that we do not know? And if it is not possible, and we know that the Lord cares for us and loves us, wouldn't it be kind of wonderful on our part to come also to know him? We do that through the Word. We do that through the sacrament. We do that in our own lives, in our relationships with others. It is a better way of life. It is a deeper way of life. It is a happier way of life. It is not somehow or other that this is an obligation. This is an opportunity, and it is a privilege that we can share with our living God, with one another, and with all that we know and all that we need. The idea that to talk about Jesus is oppressive or somehow or other imperialistic or intrusive is absurd. It's like saying, don't you ever dare love anyone because they'll take your freedom away from you. Is that true? I don't think it's true. And I think most of us know it's not true. And so when the blither of society distorts truth, reality, and the human spirit, let us remember, we know better. Human beings can really be more than they are if they are open to another, to others. If they somehow or other are capable of going outside of themselves and beyond themselves for the sake of another, and in this case, for God Himself.